Experts claim there is nothing tougher than a diamond. But at Diamonds Direct, we beg to differ. Have you ever met a mother? Strong, radiant, timeless. This Mother's Day, give her the gift that meets her match. With diamond jewelry starting at $200, plus Diamonds Direct's exceptional quality and unbeatable everyday price, you're sure to give her a gift that wows this generation and the next to come. Experience the thrill of jewelry shopping done right at Diamonds Direct. Diamonds Direct. Your love, our passion.
Stephen Colbert here to tell you about the Late Show Pod Show, which is our podcast for the Late Show with my producer, Becca. Becca, how long have you been producing this podcast?
I've been producing this podcast for 2 years now.
And your favorite thing about it?
The extended moments, for sure.
Right, because sometimes I'll interview like a big star for 25 minutes, and we can only put like 14 minutes on air. Where can people get that?
On the Late Show Pod Show with Stephen Colbert, wherever you get your podcasts.
And who produces that?
I help out. It's a team effort.
You're listening to Comedy Central.
What is the secret document scandal really about? Why is it happening now? On a scale of one to the most innocent man who's ever lived, how innocent is Donald Trump? Well, I've been watching Fox News for 26 days straight, and I'm ready to Foxplain the biggest witch hunt since Dorothy skipped down that yellow brick road with a robot and a furry. Well, this wasn't a search. This was a raid. The woke FBI smashed a window and broke in, and Merrick Garland took a bubble bath in Trump's tub and erased everything on his DVR. He was catching up on Abbott Elementary, Merrick. What Donald Trump did was normal. Everyone brings work home, even when they no longer work there. After I got fired from H&M, I brought home an entire cash register. It is totally normal and not illegal. Joe Brandon's Department of Justice is out of control. Congratulations, FBI. You did it. You found Melania's top secret underwear. Can I see it? Seriously? Donald Trump took documents? Documents? This is no worse than what Hillary did, which was terrible, and she should go to prison, which is why Trump should not go to prison. Do I have to list why it's okay that he has the documents? Okay. Attorney-client privilege. Executive privilege. White privilege. Diplomatic immunity. The Kavanaugh hearings? Trump is technically still the president because he never gave us 2 weeks' notice. Double jeopardy. That's gotta be a thing, right? Seriously? We're prosecuting Trump on the Espionage Act? You're trying to get an American president on a French word? I don't think so, Pepe Le Pew. No. Uh-uh. No. 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 America, if you are not so outraged that you forgot to pick your children up from school every day last week, then you are not paying attention. Where's the raid on Hunter Biden's laptop? Oh, right. The laptop is sitting in a 5-star hotel getting a massage and eating caviar from China. If they indict Trump for this, there will be riots in the streets. And if they don't indict him, there will also be riots in the streets. Just like on January 6th, which was not a riot. It was a normal tourist activity, which is good or bad. Either way, I will not be picking up my kids from school that day. Sorry, sweeties. This is just another deep state hoax and a major distraction from the real story. Joe Biden gave a speech when it was dark out. That's all for this week. Bye, everyone.
Merrick Garland is a space elf.
This is, like, communist-level shit.
If they can do this to somebody as strong and powerful as Donald J. Trump, what can they do to the rest of us?
President Trump is joining some of the most incredible people in history being arrested today. Jesus was arrested and murdered by the Roman government.
I don't really feel right now living in this police state.
Alvin Bragg is the MAGA Republican of the year. He just got Trump's nomination.
This is a George Soros-funded DA, and he has to pay his master back.
Go tonight, give the president some money.
If you got any money to give, give it.
President Trump's indictment is an assault on America. The Democrats may as well have karate kicked the Statue of Liberty right in the cooch. I've been watching Fox News and chugging Logan Paul's energy drink for 6 days straight, and I'm ready to Foxplain Trump's indictment. This is Stalin's Russia, Mao's China, Hitler's Germany, Tito's vodka.
Mommy needs a drink.
If they can arrest Donald Trump, they can arrest anyone who's accused of a crime. And that's a bad thing, by the way. Did you know that the word indictment has a silent C in it? For communism. Why are they focusing on Trump and not on the rampant violence happening in New York City? I punched a toddler in the face this morning and I'm walking around scot-free. Please give Donald Trump money. $5, $2, 75 cents. We live in a police state. Not the kind that BLM complains about. That's the good kind of police state. This is the bad kind. You know who else was arrested? Nelson Mandela. Jesus Christ. The Unabomber. Wait. So we can just go after ex-presidents now, huh? Hope you got a good lawyer, Millard Fillmore. And this guy, Alvin Bragg, he's funded by George Soros?
George Soros.
He's a radical
George
leftist.
Soros.
George Soros.
Please, money.
George Soros.
George Soros.
George Soros.
Give him money. This indictment ensures that Donald Trump will win in 2024. Cancel the election now for the sake of democracy. You have opened Pandora's box, liberals. Now some Republican prosecutor's going to go after Joe Biden, which is what I wanted before all this. But now, I still want that. I don't even recognize America anymore. Oh, I don't have my glasses on. Oh, that's better. Ooh, my car keys.
Oh, just give him money. Just go in your couch cushions and get him money, anything you have. Just give it to him. Give him money. He just wants money. Oh, he just wants money. Just give him money.
And that's pretty much Fox News' take on the Trump indictment.
George Soros.
Survivor 46 is here, and so is On Fire, the only official Survivor podcast, and we have a twist this season. The winner of Survivor 45, Dee Valladares, will be joining us every week.
We're going behind the scenes of the biggest moments, the how and the why things happen, and the strategy and analysis you can only get from someone like me, a Survivor winner.
Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast on Apple Podcasts or wherever you get your podcasts.
Florida, God's waiting room. It's home to theme parks, the Everglades, your peepaw, and of course, Florida Man.
Police report before committing a sexual act on a tree, yelling he was a
suspects
god.
Suspects tried to start a fire with spaghetti sauce.
Was karate kicking those birds. They attacked two people.
Every week there's a new headline out of Florida. Wild, shocking, unnecessarily sexual.
Masturbating at a bus stop, told police he was Captain Kirk.
But have we ever stopped to ask the question, why? Something's happening to men in Florida, and it can't just be a coincidence. As a future Pulitzer-winning journalist, it's my responsibility to uncover the truth, to reveal what lies beneath the swamp, to answer the question, what makes a man Florida man?
Florida man.
Florida man.
Florida man.
Florida man.
Florida man.
Florida man.
First thing I did was some heavy back-channeling, mostly on Craigslist and Facebook. I needed to locate some of these real-life Florida men.
First up was Robbie. Last July, he ran into a liquor store with a live alligator for some reason.
Florida man Robbie Stratton decided to bring an alligator with him while making a beer run.
Yeah, I definitely regret it. It was stupid.
Talk to me about the night that you became Florida man.
Can't really tell you much about that night. There's too much alcohol involved that night.
Not just alcohol, though. There's probably a deep-rooted conspiracy.
Nah, it was alcohol.
But isn't there something that all Florida men share? There's something behind it.
Mental health issues?
No, that couldn't be it. And this wasn't the only man affected.
He's been hit with charges after pictures in this video showing him handling an alligator, which he posted, were seen by law enforcement.
My real name is Jordan Bedford, but I go by the Alligator Man.
Okay. Alligator Man, what's the common factor among all Florida men?
We all different. Well, I'm different from the rest because I do the wrong thing in the right way, if that makes sense.
No.
No? See, you're not from Florida, so you don't understand my language, what I'm talking right now, but I do the wild things. Anything you think of, I probably do it. Catch, like I told
anything?
You. Anything. I catch gators.
Anything?
Anything. Well, not anything, but basically anything when it comes to the reptile animals, mainly the alligators though. Wait, like here in Florida, you're not allowed to catch an alligator. I mean, I didn't know that before, but I know now. I just had a little fun, put them on a leash and danced with the last one they seen.
What kind of dancing did you do with the alligator?
The alligator man dance. You gotta kick your feet, spell alligator in the sand as you're dancing, as you're going around, you spell an alligator and you end it with the stomp. The alligator man got a commercial too.
You have a commercial?
Yeah, he got a commercial, he got a theme song. Everybody seemed like, nah, 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 it's the alligator man.
That is 100% the McDonald's jingle.
Well, it's the Alligator Man's on now.
I see what you're saying about doing the wrong thing in the right way and how it works.
It worked.
Where do you find alligators in Florida?
If there's a lake, there's a gator. I promise you. There's gators everywhere.
These chairs are very hard to get up out
of. She gone.
So many Florida men. So many f***ing alligators. Surely there's a Florida man who's normal.
Hi, Missy. I am Captain Silky Silvertips.
Cool. And you're a pirate?
Well, I'm a pirate most of the day. When I'm not, I'm a landscaper.
What could a landscaper pirate possibly have done?
A man dressed as a pirate is accused of shooting his gun on the 7 Mile Bridge in South Florida.
So I took out my flintlocks
oh.
to shoot at the sun. Now, mind you, there was no projectiles.
Yeah, you can put that. You don't
simply
have to
gunpowder,
just
right?
Just put it away. Why do you defend what you did?
Well, I defend my Second Amendment right.
Your Second Amendment right to shoot a gun into the sun?
Yeah, why not?
How exactly did you become a Florida man?
To become a Florida man, you must first be a Florida boy and experience the life that it gives you as a boy to hone your skills to be, in my case, a Florida pirate man.
Have you always been a Florida man?
Ah, no. Originally, I hailed from Chicago.
Oh, so you're a transplant.
I was then. But since then, I've lived my entire life here in the Keys.
What do you think is behind every Florida man?
Must be in the water that we're drinking down here to drive us to what we do.
It's a water conspiracy.
And women.
Women?
Yeah. They're the ones that drive you crazy.
And while I was running away from these unusual men, I was heading towards some new ideas. There had to be a common thread. What was I missing? There was something different about this state. So many Florida man stories filling the news. Did Florida reporters know something I didn't? I went to an undisclosed orange grove to meet a very casually dressed journalist to find out.
What can you tell me about these Florida man stories? I mean, I have my own research, but
sure.
You just give me yours just so we can compare notes.
Yeah, I mean, they are true. People do weird things here in Florida, and it gets into the news. Yeah, a major factor is that we went from being the least populated southern state in 1940 to now being the third most populous state in the country.
Sure.
We've got
this nerd knew a lot about Florida. And while he mostly rambled, I was connecting the dots.
We built tons of homes everywhere where there used to be just wilderness.
If there's a lake, there's a gator.
You can get just about any kind of weapon you want here.
This is me knife.
49th among the states in funding for mental health treatment.
Mental health issues?
Another big factor is Florida was the first state in the nation to pass this landmark law called the Sunshine Act that says that basically any government document is available for reporters to go in and see. Police reports, for instance, are all open for inspection.
And that's when it hit me. The missing piece of the puzzle.
By a guy named Emery Redcross.
Shut up. That's it.
What's it?
It's the Sunshine Act.
Yeah?
It's not what causes Florida Man. It's why we hear about Florida Man.
Yeah, pretty much.
I just figured it out all by myself. I'm a genius.
Florida Man has been the butt of countless jokes. But maybe that's not fair. Well, this guy was pretty weird. The Sunshine Act makes it easier to discover Florida Man stories, but I was just scratching the surface. We may not hear about them as much, but it turns out there are Florida men in every state.
He tried to shoot the moon.
Dog shoots its owner.
The emoji.
And while Florida will always be America's petri dish of batshit behavior, the truth is, there's a little Florida man in all of us.
Stephen Colbert here to tell you about the Late Show Pod Show, which is our podcast for the Late Show with my producer, Becca. Becca, how long have you been producing this podcast?
I've been producing this podcast for 2 years now.
And your favorite thing about it?
The extended moments, for sure.
Right, because sometimes I'll interview like a big star for 25 minutes. We can only put like 14 minutes on air. Where can people get that?
On the Late Show Pod Show with Stephen Colbert, wherever you get your podcasts.
And who produces that?
I help out. It's a team effort.
My guest tonight is an Emmy-nominated actor whose new Apple TV Plus show is called Frog and Toad. Please welcome Yvette Nicole Brown.
That video of Paul Rudd going, look at us.
Look at us.
Look, would you ever thought?
Look at us. Mm. You, Yvette, you have this incredible quality of walking into a room and just lighting the place
Buddy,
up.
Buddy, that's
you
so
do.
Nice.
You really do. You emit so much warmth and joy. What is your secret? Is it not reading the news? Is it pills, edibles? Can I get in on this?
Well, there may be a little edibles. It is legal in California. You know what? I'm determined to not let what's happening in the world destroy me. Ugh. And I don't want to be the problem. So I'm trying to always come in and make things a little bit better because it's tough out there. Y'all know.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, we know. We know. Kind of what your show is about.
Yes.
I mean, Frog and Toad is all about celebrating each other's differences, which feels like something that's very needed right now.
Yeah, you know, we're in a tough time as a nation, I think. And listen, you guys, if you follow me on Twitter, I'm no longer verified, but it's me.
And if you don't, you should, because she's fantastic.
But I like to throw elbows, and I think it's important when you have a platform to use it for good. And so it's important to remind people that it's okay to be different, just like Frog and Toad said, but you don't have to be a jerk about it.
That's right.
So I'm trying to put people on that end.
So you're saying that there's a possibility that the show isn't just for children.
Oh, absolutely. This is what I love about Apple TV Plus in general. I do another show on there called Shape Island. They have the shows that are animated that look like they're just for kids, and they will work perfectly for the children. But there's always like a little tidbit of something good to remind you that this is something you can learn from too. So Frog and Toad is like that. And who's old like me in here? Anybody read the books when they were babies? Yeah, and so this was a book series that taught me how to read. It was one of the book series that I read when I was a kid. It taught me how to read, and so it's good for that. And I know it may be banned somewhere because it's too far. It's just
Likely.
Crazy, you know.
Florida and Texas.
Yeah, but it's an important story about understanding that differences make us special. They don't have to pull us apart.
I feel like it's a very good series for grown men to watch
about healthy grown white men. Republican maybe.
Right.
Absolutely.
Watching healthy male relationships.
Relationships. Does that have to be anger and gunplay?
No,
There's
not always.
There's other ways, guys.
Yeah. My son is 7 years old, and he is a huge fan of the book series. It's one of the first books that he actually read. He wrote a question that
For
he
me?
Would like. Yes,
I'm
he
so
would
excited.
Like to. He has a question about Frog and Toad. Frog and Toad, gay? He asked it.
It was a different time when Arnold Lobel wrote these books, and we found out later that it was his way of working through some things that he was trying to figure out, where the world said he couldn't be who he wanted to be. He wrote Frog and Toad so he could experience and show love in a way that he couldn't in real life. And so it works as a friendship, and it also works as a tender love story with amphibians. It works both.
That's right. Up to the viewer.
Up to the viewer. Get what you need.
Yes.
Get what you need.
There's room for it all.
Do you want to tell everybody how we know each other?
Oh, we do know each other. We worked together several years ago.
Before the baby.
So
at least 7 or 8 years ago.
A whole other lifetime. We worked together on a show called The Odd Couple.
They rebooted it.
Not the original. We're not that old, guys.
The reboot.
The reboot.
Yes.
And you were so funny on the show.
This is your moment. You were so funny on the show.
I had like five lines and I played a kleptomaniac, really tracks.
A lot of people have five lines, but they don't shine the way you shined. And then you went right from that and you came to The Daily Show and you've been amazing. And I'm so happy that I get to be here with you and get to celebrate this new moment for you on this show. You are so genius and I adore you.
Project, you know, Yvette was a series regular on this show, and when you walk in as a guest star, you don't know anybody. You don't know where to put your hands. You don't know where to eat lunch. Mm-hmm. And you took me under your wing. You introduced me to everybody. You made sure that I had someone to sit and eat with, mm-hmm. and I will never forget that. You're a good friend.
It was my pleasure. And this is the thing. When you come on a show, it's your home. Someone is coming into your house, and you wouldn't let someone in your house and not tell them where the bathroom is and where to eat. You did the same thing for me when I came here. She came to my little dressing room and said, "You need anything?" She got me some double stick tape so I don't come out this shirt. Oh, everything's great. It was my pleasure, baby.
I appreciate mm-hmm. that. You are not just on Frog and Toad. Mm-hmm. You're in everything,
no.
but you're also in one of my new favorite shows called Act Your Age.
Act Your Age. Have you guys seen it? You got to see it. Oh,
it is so.
There's a couple people over there.
You need to watch this show.
Okay, listen, guys. It is. If anybody heard of the Golden Girls?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
And young people, don't do that. Now, Golden Girls is a great show. Our show is called Act Your Age, and it is literally like a golden brown girl. So imagine women of a certain age with a little more melanin, but it's not just for us, you guys. It's for everybody, men, women, old, young. When I was 12, watching the Golden Girls, just told my age, I wasn't a retiree from Florida, a white retiree, but I still saw the humanity in those women, and you'll find the same thing if you turn to Bounce TV and watch Act Your Age.
It is so funny. Yes. It's you, it's Tisha Campbell,
Kim Whitley.
Kim Whitley, all three of you are leads on the show. You have great storylines. It is so funny. And they're your friends, right?
They are friends in real life. And you guys watch Martin. You've seen My Wife and Kids. That's Tisha's show. And Kim is a comedian, has been on everything. This is the first time we got to lead a show, because black actresses are always like the meter maid, the best friend, the office assistant. And this time it's our stories, and we're driving every episode, and it's been an amazing experience.
And it's the highly rated show on Bounce.
Yes, we debuted the highest rated debut.
Says a lot.
Yeah, we're off right now. We took a little break because it's apparently something called the NBA and people are playing games or something.
But
never heard of it.
I don't watch football.
I don't do it. I don't like football either. I don't know what that is. It football? But it'll be back. We'll be back in June, and we'll have 9 more new episodes. You have time to catch up, you guys. Bounce TV, please watch us.
I have to ask you, watch it. I got to ask you a political question.
Oh, please.
You are very outspoken. You're an outspoken Democrat. You supported Biden. Biden just announced. Are you booking hotel rooms in New Hampshire?
This is what I want to say about the situation. We have a great president who has done a lot for us. If we had the Senate and the House, he could have done even more. So what you need to do right now, instead of worrying about should he be running, why is he running, just get people registered and vote for as many Democrats as you can, you guys. We've already lost the right to choose. We can't read books. Libraries are being defunded. They are doing a lot of really crazy things to make life hard for all of us. And if you remember this, the infrastructure bill that Biden passed, all of them voted against it. And every time they need a bridge or something in their city, they're taking the money. So understand that they say one thing and they do another. Biden's our guy. Stay behind him. Let's go.
When are you running for president?
No. You know what's so
you
funny?
You got my vote.
No, this is so funny, Desi. Do you know I used to think that you had to be really smart to be president?
Well, there are no rules anymore. We know that's not true.
Yeah, I used to really feel like I wasn't worthy of it. There were these. I grew up, Jimmy Carter was my first president, so I grew up under that level of decency and kindness. And so the idea that someone like Donald Trump could become president just oh.
Yeah.
So I would never say never, because I now know that we need decency in there more than we need maybe the smartest person. But it kind of be great if you could do both, and I think I got a little bit of that. But I'm not saying I would ever run.
Okay, but if you decide to, you'll come back on this
absolutely
show and announce
I
it here?
Absolutely, I would come and announce it here.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Yes!
Explore more shows from the Daily Show podcast universe by searching The Daily Show wherever you get your podcasts. Watch The Daily Show weeknights at 11, 10 Central on Comedy Central, and stream full episodes anytime on Paramount Plus.
This has been a Comedy Central podcast.
Survivor 46 is here, and so is On Fire, the only official Survivor podcast, and we have a twist this season. The winner of Survivor 45, Dee Valladares, will be joining us every week.
We're going behind the scenes of the biggest moments, the how and the why things happen, and the strategy and analysis you can only get from someone like me, a Survivor winner.
Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast, on Apple Podcasts or wherever you get your podcasts.